Welcome to Fart Talk with Dana
and Lex. What up? Welcome to Fart Talk.
Woo! Welcome to Fart Talk, where the farts are loud, but the women are louder. I'm Dana.
And I'm Lex. Ooh.
Yeah, we are loud. We are loud, two loud ass ladies. I need to take these gosh darn headphones off. Hold on.
Why was going to return them? It should have.
Dana can never last with the headphones. It's all good. Well, hey guys, welcome to Fart Talk. It's just Dana and I, but don't worry, we're still going to have a good time. Tuan, our boy, is off in Yonderland doing God knows what. So we wish him the best. But we have an exciting show for you today. But first of all, Dana, I heard that you were pretty farty today.
Yeah, I let out a few big beefers today. I actually got one on camera and audio, but you'd have to join our Patreon at patreon.com/farttalk to see it. It was a big one. It was a big, nasty, stinky too, and I think you really like it. What about you, Lex? I heard you've been pretty farty.
Yeah. Last night I went to the House of Comedy to watch the Funniest Person with a Day Job competition, and I shared a spinach artichoke cheese dip with my friend Jess. And then afterwards we went and got ice cream. So today I was pretty farty and I decided to have a bean and cheese burrito on top of it. And I did catch it on video, which you'll be able to see on the Patreon soon.
Ooh, I'm excited now. What does your butt look like in this video? What am I asking?
I was wearing sweatpants and they weren't really flattering. So depending on the types of asses that you like, it was definitely the type of sweatpants where you could see all my cellulite and dimples. So if you're into that kind of thing, definitely make sure you join our Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, I quickly just want to shout out our Patreon pledges from April. Alex Jackson to Slow Your Roll, thank you for keeping us afloat and helping us continue to make awesome farty content for you guys. You guys are the real VIPs.
Ooh, yeah, you're the VIPs, the very important PHART, farts. Man, yeah, I can't wait until this episode is over so I can go smoke some weed outside. I would love to do it right now in my parents' house, but that is not the best idea.
Oh yeah, I definitely don't want to fart in front of the parents at the same time. Do they? I mean, your parents are cool with you farting, just not smoking, right?
Yeah, they're really cool with my farting. I don't really fart around them though, like on purpose. It just feels weird unless I'm like super sick and I can't help it. My mom, however, I feel like I'm getting disconnected. My mom, however, is the ultimate fart. She's the ultimate fart warrior. Xena, the fart princess. She taught me how to be one with my farts and let out some big old beefers. So yeah, maybe one day she'll join us on the show. I don't know if she understands podcasts, but she just sent me a text today saying, "Hey, I took my very first screenshot today." I thought that meant fart, but I realized, no, she took her very first screenshot.
Like on her iPhone. Well, that screenshot is not code word for farts, but we do have an awesome fart phrase of the day, Dana. And that word is scud missile.
Scud missile.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know.
You know, the other day when I was walking down the street, I felt something shoot out of my pants, and I realized that was my own personal scud missile. Oh oh no, I'm freezing. Am I freezing?
No, I mean, kind of, but you're fine. I can hear you. I can see you. Well, before we welcome our guest up to the stage, let's read a couple comments here. Zach Addington, what up? He says, what's up? It's Taurus season. My birthday is May 18th. Dude, my birthday is the 19th. Isn't that crazy? We're only born one day apart. Zach, if happy you want to pop on. Friend. Yeah, happy early birthday. If you want to hop on to my birthday show on the 19th, 2 weeks from today, would love to have all of our Taurus fans hop on and say hello. But you guys, I'm so excited to bring up our guest, Charles Kelly. He is a comedian. And get this, he is our first guest where he is like, I hate toilet humor. When I go to a comedy show, it's like if there's toilet humor, I just leave. So we're going to ask him some questions and then we're going to see how long he'll actually last on the podcast. So go ahead and put in your votes now on how long you think he can last, how many minutes. And if you win, I got something in store for you. All right, everybody, please welcome Charles Hoffa Kelly. What up, Charles? Oh, hold on. We got you muted. There you go.
How everybody doing?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're good. You're good.
My birthday was recently.
Really? When was your birthday?
420.
Nice. So you're a 420 guy then?
Yeah, Aries Taurus.
Aries Taurus on the cusp?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Dana.
Sorry, what happened? You guys talked about while I was gone, and anything happened. I'm sorry, I missed it all.
No worries. So, Charles, I have so many questions for you. Many questions. So, you hate toilet humor. Were you raised in a family where farting and pooping and things like that you had to keep private to yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Care to elaborate?
No, that was pretty much, you just kept it to yourself.
Okay. Okay. Dana, go ahead. Dana has more she wants to add.
Okay. I'm currently trying to log in on my phone because things are about to go awry. But Charles, you had to fart or had to poop, like, obviously, I know what you had did when you had to poop. I assume you pooped in the toilet, but like, when you had to fart, like your bedroom, like, would you go out back? Would you?
I'd walk away.
Okay.
Just walk away.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of fart. I'll walk away and just leave it for other people to deal with.
Is there. What is going on, Dana?
tell her to put the headphones back on.
Yeah, there she goes. There she is.
Okay, I'm on my phone. Thank you for now. I apologize.
Do you still have your headphones, Dana?
Yeah, but they don't plug into my phone. I'm on my phone now.
Okay, we got some echoing going on. Sorry for our listeners out there. All right, so you wouldn't say anything. You would just walk away.
Yes.
Okay. And you have a significant other right now, is that correct?
No, I don't have any.
Oh, you don't? You're single.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to get a woman, but I waited too long, and now she has a boyfriend.
Oh.
Is he good at farting?
I would never know.
Oh, you know, I bet he's not. I bet he's the. I bet he like farts in paper bags and leaves it at the enemy's door. Like, farts should not be messed with in such a way.
Hmm. Charles, have you ever dated a woman and did she like fart around you on accident or on purpose?
No.
Have you ever?
I wouldn't stand for it.
You wouldn't stand for it? How would you react?
I would leave.
You just leave, like, leave the room or just leave her?
I would just leave the whole place. I would just go home. I'm gone.
And you would never see her again?
Never see it.
Really? Hmm. Interesting.
I just don't need that. That's just not, we don't need to be doing, there's so much other stuff we could be doing. I love physics and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, we could be discussing physics and Michael Faraday mm-hmm. and stuff like yeah. that, but yeah. I don't need to be around that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I love physics too, especially quantum physics.
Yes.
But
yes.
why deny things that make us human and make us imperfect?
Hey, I understand that. You don't go around spitting everywhere.
No.
So, well, see, that's very human too, but, you know, some things are personal.
Yeah, but when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Definitely got to go. And again, that has nothing to do with me. So I remove myself.
Yes, that is very true. However, I did read the Law of Physics book part 5 or 4 on page 575. It said, thou shalt fart if thy studies physics. At least that was in the book I read. I don't know.
Charles, have you ever accidentally farted and wasn't able to get somewhere private?
Oh my God. No.
No, you never crop dusted anyone?
Nothing, never, nothing. No.
No, never?
Never. I eat pretty well. Uh-huh. I like to stick uh-huh. to bananas. Mm.
I hear bananas make you constipated.
I have no idea what they do.
Oh. Yeah, bananas gave me, I actually ate a banana today for like the first time in a year because I didn't really eat fruit or anything of any nutritional value, but I can feel it in my gut.
Mm. Okay.
It's
okay.
Good.
Do you poop regularly, Charles?
I'm okay. I do. Yes, everything's regular. I actually have a video of my colon and I would like to I challenge both of you at my colon.
Wait, you're gonna
available?
Can I see it now?
No. I'll email it.
Oh,
really? Oh my God, what a treat. Yeah. Was this from like a colonoscopy that you had done or?
Yeah, me and my my son goes regularly mm-hmm. and it was his birthday and I thought, fuck it, I'll go get one too.
Just to make sure you're healthy and everything's going good?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. He always wanted me to get one.
Oh, okay. He's concerned.
He loves them.
Oh, was it like a colonic or like a thing where they're actually just like looking to see like a procedure?
No, they were just, you know, checking stuff out. I don't know.
Oh.
I just went in there. Yeah, put on some soft music.
Oh, you put on some soft music, like some Kenny G or?
Yeah. Oh, no, I put on some St. John.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
No, it wasn't my cup of cake.
Okay.
But my son loves it, so.
That's good.
Yeah, if I had a son, I would get colonics and colonoscopies with him, too. I don't think he would like that, but I think that's how I bond with people. Oh my God, this echo is going to make me fart. And
are you all too single?
Dana has a boyfriend. I am single.
Interesting.
So Lunch Me, our house troll, has a comment. He says, what's the second law of physics if he's so smart?
I say I like physics. I don't say I'm fucking a smart person. I don't know. What is the, I don't know.
Don't mind Lunch Meat.
Fuck. Now he just fucked me up and now I'm going to be spending all day learning the fucking laws of physics.
Slow Your Roll says that if you've never been with a woman that's farted in front of you, then you've never dated a real woman.
Okay. That's true, but my orgasms was real. Her vagina was real, biologically. So, to each their own, you know.
Touché, touché.
Now, Charles, do you call those orgasms scud missiles? Anytime I have an orgasm, I like to call it a scud missile.
To each their own, you know. I mean, I support that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, okay, I have a question for you, Charles. I was skimming through your social media while I was echoing at the same time, and I saw that you do stand up. I saw you performed at the Green Room in California.
Mm-hmm.
Where else do you perform, or do you plan on performing again if you're not doing it now?
The Comedy Store. I was about to get into the Comedy Store before COVID hit.
What?
Yeah, I had one more audition, and then COVID hit and shut everything down. So hopefully I'll be back there.
Damn, that's awesome. That the Comedy Store, that is like the mecca, or like the place for comedians to go and to be. Oh no, I'm off the edge of the world. Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment for a stand-up comedian, getting into the Comedy Store. So that's awesome, Charles. I'm excited to see what happens once it gets to normal.
Yeah, I just can't wait to talk shit again.
Do you mean farting? Talking shit, like farting out your mouth?
No, it's like, you know, just talking shit. Just saying random shit. I just miss that.
Who's your favorite comedian to talk shit with? Or two?
That's funny. Pap Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah. Y'all don't know Pap Johnson, but yeah, he is if I have to. We definitely can talk shit.
When you say Pap, do you mean Pap as in Pap smear?
You know, that is a okay, I get it. No, I don't. I don't mean as in Pap smear.
Or was it Pats with a T?
It's just Pap, P-A-P-P.
Oh, okay. So Pap as in Pap smear. I'm going to look him up.
Yeah, I don't even know what his real name is.
Ooh.
But yeah. Talk to
you. So how long have you been doing comedy, Charles?
About 10 years now.
Okay. And did you start, you're in Los Angeles now, right?
Yeah.
And did you start out there, or did you move from elsewhere?
I'm from Baltimore. I moved to Oakland, and I started stand-up comedy in Oakland, where I was kicked out several times before they discovered that they loved me.
Why were they kicking you out? What did they not like about you?
Well, they just didn't understand me. I was learning, and I was in a black room, and at first the manager came to me. He was like, look, I don't really understand what you're doing. It doesn't really work here. And then the owner came to me, same thing, but I just didn't stop coming. And I just kept just getting better and better. And I became the best.
That's awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like Dana can relate to that, because Dana has an interesting style too. And she owns her authenticity. And that's what makes her so great on stage.
Yes, that's very important. Just own in whatever you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Zach actually has a question for you. Do you want to read it, Les? Fart in my own face? Zach says, who is your favorite comedian? My comedy style is a mix between Carlos Mencia and Chris Tucker. Interesting mix,
that. Wow, that is not funny at all. That is, wow. I wouldn't tell people that. Chris Tucker, I mean, not as a stand-up, and Carlos Mencia steals jokes. But my favorite comedian, besides myself, because I love listening to myself, would be like George Carlin, Chris Rock, Seinfeld, Bill Maher, Jim Jefferies, Anthony Jeselnik.
Ooh, I love that eccentric mix. Who did you grow up listening to? Like, who is your favorite?
Oh, man, George Carlin and Dave Chappelle, like, a killer. Dave Chappelle's killer, and George Carlin, I think, is the absolute best, because it's like, I feel like George Carlin's the absolute best, and then you have, like, Richard Pryor, who, like, to be able to put your life on to make that stand up, that's very hard to do. Mm-hmm. But like, I also love Chris Rock, because I feel like Chris Rock is the culture. Like, what Chris Rock makes jokes that last forever. Mm-hmm. And Dave Chappelle was just amazing, Killing Me Softly.
Yes, that was one of my favorite. Dave Chappelle's definitely one of my favorites. I had the pleasure of seeing him live multiple times. And what my first stand-up comedy show that I went to was actually Paul Mooney. And I wanted to see him because I found him through Dave Chappelle. And then after I saw him perform, I was like, all right, I want to do this shit.
Hell yes. I opened for Paul Mooney. We did weekends with Paul Mooney in the Bay
Area. That's awesome.
Yeah, I met Dave Chappelle because my homeboy opens up for him. So I fucked up. He didn't like me.
He didn't like you? What'd you do?
Because I was fucked up. I just got like business cards. It's like my first 6 months in comedy. So I just got my business cards. And I had knew the people that were sitting in the back. So Dave Chappelle's like over there laying down. And I'm like showing these people my business cards. And then later he's like, who the fuck is this guy passing out his business cards in the back? So he's not a fan of me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I totally didn't think of it that way. Yeah.
lunch meat. AKA I sold Dave Chappelle some weed.
Oh, that sounds like an honor. An honor to sell him weed, smoke weed with him, listen to him talk for, I would like to get high and just listen to him talk for hours. Also, you mentioned Anthony Jeselnik. He is one of my favorites. I love one-liners.
Yes.
I do a lot of one-liners, not like dark like his, but he has like some solid, awesome writing.
Yes, I love those. I love like monologue jokes, because I watch Bill Maher all the time. And I love the monologue jokes, and I love just quick couple of lines that just get it done. When I do actual jokes, which I never do, but they're all pretty much one.
All right, I want Charles' answer. How come no one ever does Gallagher anymore? So stupid.
Ever since Gallagher?
Yeah, how come no one does Gallagher as their favorite comedian?
He was... I mean, I have no idea. I don't even know how to say that. He's probably someone's favorite comedian, but.
Yeah, we just don't hear about him on social media or anything.
Actually, you know, for Gallagher, he gets much respect because I think he gave his brother his act, and now he allowed his brother to do his act. So
I thought they were fighting over it for a while.
I think so, too. But I think he gave it to him, and I think they would, like, start fighting over it.
I don't know. I just think the whole smashing watermelons was a little racist.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Now, Lex, is that what you call a scud missile?
I guess so. All right. I got another fart question, Charles.
Perfect.
If you were having amazing lovemaking with a beautiful female, the most beautiful female you ever laid your eyes on, and while you're having this lovemaking, you hear a... Okay.
From her butt.
Well, what's his first thought?
I would wipe my chin off and continue to do what I was doing.
Hold on, I'm texting my boyfriend right now.
So,
yo, ideas for leather. Break out the weed and the towel.
So there are some circumstances where you'll let it slide.
I mean, if she's really beautiful.
Okay.
You know, who am I? Who am I to judge this woman? She's a human. I'm a human.
Yeah, and I'm sure she would be. She is beautiful wherever she is and whatever part she lets out.
I challenge you, Charles, to record yourself farting.
No.
It's very liberating. God,
no, that's like that's fetish stuff.
Not necessarily.
Do you ever fart and make yourself laugh when you fart? Like,
no, nothing. It's not funny.
How much would you sell a fart video for?
I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't. Really? Say, yeah, it wouldn't be. There wouldn't be an amount of money. I'm doing so good in the stocks right now. It wouldn't be an amount of money that you could pay me to do it. No. I want to be a comedian. Okay. There's a lot of things that I just don't need out there in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I totally understand that. There's a lot of things that are out there that you don't need. I need farts, though. That's the thing. We both need farts to keep us going. And like the only reason I'm awake today is because I let out 5 farts before I got up. It's tough. I've got to do it.
My erections wake me up. We have a different wake up call. I don't know how you waking up. But when I wake up, I have a purpose and a meeting.
My erections wake me up too. The bean gets pretty hard in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've seen those videos.
Oh, what like a full clit video? Is that what we're talking about? A loaded clit?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I said that word out loud. I feel so weird.
You can grab it like a finger.
Ew!
Don't judge that woman.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm thinking of myself if I had like a big old lime of. Broken, bloated lima down.
Probably,
I mean, I like
probably, be so, probably be so sensitive, you break your legs.
Oh.
Oh, man. Hold on. My legs
work. That works.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Charles, do you, when you perform, do you smoke weed on stage? If it's allowed there or even if it's not allowed?
Yes, I try to smoke weed wherever I can. I'll be on Molly if I'm really having fun.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I actually like doing that's a bad problem. But I like doing comedy on Molly.
Do you start touching yourself on stage? Like rubbing your nipples?
No. I wear sometimes if my nipples like get way too hard, I'll notice it, but not on stage. I talk so fast normally when I do a set, and it's such the opposite when I'm on Molly. Mm. I'm so slow.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, I noticed that. I've had my experiences with my friend named Molly while doing stand up comedy, usually open mic, but I did it because I wanted an excuse to be social with people.
Okay.
That was definitely awkward, but it also, I felt the same way. It kind of slowed down my thinking and my speed talking, and it was nice. And then I ended up in the psych ward for 5 years. No, that's a joke, but it's far from the truth.
I watch a lot of Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore. Nick at Night. I love it. It's so wholesome. It's
are
so
you a good. Millennial, Charles?
84.
Okay. You're there.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
See? Look at that.
Do you know anything about shafting?
Shafting? No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought. Yeah. I feel like, well, Shafting is apparently sticking drugs up your butt. Have you ever done that with Molly?
I've never heard that. No, I wouldn't need to do that, but I think it's another term. I've definitely heard another term for sticking drugs up.
Apparently that's what Gen Z is doing.
Oh man, everybody been doing that. I've known a brother that was because you know I'm from Baltimore, so it was like not the hood, but it was the hood. And dudes would like stick $5-$10 up their ass just to, you know, hide it, keep it safe.
Mm, yeah, I've done that before.
Really?
Hold on, where's my cap? I only have a quarter. Will that work?
Well, yeah. I put it inside a condom because I didn't trust that dirty money.
You didn't have pockets?
Nope. No pockets.
You didn't have, hold on. There was no place for you to put it. I don't believe that. Were you naked?
Maybe.
You I believe it.
No further questions. Interview's over.
Right. Even if I was naked, I'd like put it in my hand. The last place I would, or my hair. I would stick it in my hair, something. The last place you'd find that money would be my asshole.
It was the quickest solution.
Mm. Yeah, you know, because that's often the first place people look. At least I do. Whenever I'm around black, I'm like, okay, show me your butt. For various reasons.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is too much fun. I'm surprised you're still here, Charles.
You're not speaking too bad.
Okay. What do you think? We're going to like talk about what poop looks like and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
I hit a hot button. But...
I don't know. Actually, I thought you'd bring up like my relationship.
I thought you said you weren't in one.
I know, but my past relationships, I'm not in a relationship.
Oh, is this like, are you heartbroken right now? Do we need to talk about it?
No, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Good. You know, I was once in a relationship with a fart, and it's hard to go back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you: do you find yourself like this whole farting thing? I mean, this is your gig now. This is who you are.
Yeah.
For the moment, yeah. You might go and be a fucking mayor somewhere. But God, for now, man, how's that feel? If you died right now, God forbid, inshallah, that's what they would bring up.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Yeah.
It took me a while to come to terms with it, Charles. It really did.
Okay. All right.
I struggled with this for about 10 years. And last year I finally came out as the fart girl, and Dana supported me in this decision.
Yeah. I remember like asking like, hey, you want to like do a special project or something? And then she mentioned farts and I was like, oh my God, I've only been like people. I connect with people by talking about either comedy or, you know, inappropriate shit or farts. Like how a lot of my friendships are. People will come to me to tell me about their farts. So, you know, I'm still getting used to like the potential notoriety that comes with a podcast like this, but people have always known me for being associated with farts. So
how much would you charge for you to fart on someone if someone asked you to?
Oh, I've done it before.
For free?
No, not for free.
Okay, I like that. You're a wild one. I want you to know.
I'm wild. It's all in the past, though. I'm an old lady now.
She farts up that money, and the money finds her farts.
Yeah. We support the fart fetish community. You know, I think as long as you're not hurting people or children, whatever you're into is cool. As long as consent is involved.
I support that.
And, you know, I got a fat ass, and sometimes I fart. And
hold on. Hold on.
Want to see that.
It's fat. It is fat.
Oh,
like God. See my head hair included. That's how big her one cheek is, not with the hair. It's like two gigantic balloons times two gigantic balloons mixed with a really nice perfume that you can only get in France.
I I am finally just getting comfortable with saying my ass is fat, but sometimes when I say it, I don't necessarily believe it. Like, I still don't think that my ass is fat, but I get told my ass is fat all the time.
You know what? The more you say it, the more I definitely support that.
See, I'm glad you because I feel like I am Flex's biggest ass supporter, and so I'm glad, like, I'm no. sure you agree with me.
I got a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it might be a problem.
What?
I just love ass so much.
Oh. Well, you know, you're in the right place for a problem like that. We accept your problem. We encourage it. We also charge for it. If anyone wants to Venmo us money to see some ass. Dana Wisson or Alexis Chardet. Now, whatever ass means different things depending on who you send money to. Just letting me know.
Okay.
I know.
I definitely support that.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Well, do you have any shows coming up in LA, Charles?
I do, but just find me on Instagram and you'll find it.
All right. We definitely have your Instagram up here. So make sure you guys follow Charles. Charles Kelly 420.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, being a champ. You can come back anytime.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and thanks for staying for the whole thing. We're proud of you. And it's weird and it's awkward and we're echoing like we're out of space, but you are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful evening, Charles.
You too.
Full of farts.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, he was fun.
He was fun. Well, we're not echoing anymore.
Yeah, I think it was. It might have been from his phone.
Sometimes okay, I was going to say, like,
I need to make sure that our guests are wearing headphones.
You know, maybe if he was more open to farting in public, then maybe those would kind of soften the echo. But, you know, that's okay. It's farting in public isn't for everyone. And he was really awesome. Maybe one day we'll get him to crack if he's willing to come back on the show. It'd be fun to hear one of his farts.
I bet you I could get him to fart on video.
Oh yeah, I can see your farts being wrapped around his little finger.
Okay, if a dude likes butts, if they're a butt guy, then you know for damn sure that if they're in there all up in the booty, motorboating the booty, and a girl farts, they're going to fall in love.
Especially with your diet. You eat some good shit. Like, I remember you were eating mangoes and nuts, which is oddly something I think about a lot because it looked really good. I think your farts are probably very pleasant, and they probably feel nice, like a nice massage.
Yeah, they do feel like a nice massage in my colon, for sure.
I'm super excited to get together with you and Twan coming soon. You guys are in for a treat. We're all going to get together, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but we're going to record together in person.
Excuse me.
Oh, damn, that was good.
Woo! Yeah, we're gonna record a bunch of videos and catch up on some stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you guys have anything that you want to see, tell us. We would love to live out your wildest dreams.
Yeah, like if you want us to go to Disneyland and fart on the Indiana Jones ride or fart on the Matterhorn, then let us know. If you want us to go to a comedy show and fart on stage, well, that's just not in the cards right now, but maybe one day.
Well, if you want us to go to Disneyland, you're gonna have to send us some fucking money.
Oh yeah, please.
Or join our Patreon. But anyway, happy Cinco de Mayo. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, Since Tuan isn't here, I wanted to share some festive music with you guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this is a song. It's actually a cover song by my cousin M Status. And let's play it.
Ooh.
Some music for you guys. I want some tequila.
Bailar, esa morena cubana, los pasares a sudar, pala ese ritmo con locura, super sura, bebete mi negra, que si estás dándole pura, corre que bailando tu terreno donde quiera, con esa gracia tú que mueves tus caderas. Aprendo que se siente, paso como un yugo de manzana, bala como guana la cubana, y pasa por delante, y pasa para atrás pero con ganas, bala como guana la cubana, para si quieres ritmo, tienes que mover igual que guana, bala como guana la cubana, que no para la aruana, que quiera hasta las 6 de la mañana, bala como guana la cubana. Mujera cubana, porque ya empezó a bailar, esa morena cubana, los pasares está a sudar, cuál es el ritmo con locura, super sura, bebete mi negra, que si estás cantando pura, porque bailando tu terreno donde quiera, con esa gracia que mueve tus caderas. Bala como guana la cubana, aprendo que se siente, paso como un yugo de manzana. Bala como guana la cubana, y pasa por delante, y pasa para atrás pero con ganas. Bala como guana la cubana, para si quieres ritmo, tienes que mover igual que guana. Bala como guana la cubana, que no para la aduana, que quiera hasta las 6 de la mañana. Bala como guana la cubana.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Oh, that was awesome. Holy shit, that was
super
so good.
Fun, right? I love that.
Yeah.
He made that last year for Cinco de Mayo, and then he reposted it today. And I was like, oh, I'm going to share it on the show today. But, oh, what's happening?
Oh, what is this? These are body rolls.
Saved it.
What was the tattoo you can see into my arm? Oh, that's so creepy.
That is super creepy. Whoa. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Make sure you come back next week and check us out. We're going to be having a special guest, a dear old friend of mine, Bubba, a.k.a. Captain Underpants, all the way out in L.A. And we're going to find out if the smog in L.A. comes from Bubba's butt. So you're not going to want to miss that one. All right, you guys, have a good night. Bye.
Bye.